Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting second. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Pohl. And now, play ball. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kelly. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Spencer moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Essien moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Essien tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, tags Coggins out, and throws to home to double up Essien, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer catches it and throws to home to double up Evans, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle catches it and throws to first to double up Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Horta reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Essien and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Ralph Garr. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bob Montgomery. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson bunts towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to third. Essien moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to home to get Spencer. Essien moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Jorge Orton now playing left field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson bunts towards third. Bell fields it and has Lynn trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Lynn for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Butch Hobson. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Dillard moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli now playing third base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Orta steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Spencer is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. Spencer moves to third. Essien moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer scores. Essien scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.